passionate about weddings? Staying awake at night wondering if you could be a professional wedding planner? If you'd like to get paid to plan weddings, download Debbie's free audio class, 7 Truths Every Wedding Planner Should Know, and discover 7 insider secrets about what it takes to run your own successful wedding planning business. Go to weddingsforaliving.com today and get instant access to this information-packed audio class. It's yours free at weddingsforaliving.com. Go to weddingsforaliving.com now.
Visit weddingsforaliving.com.
Hello. I'm sorry, you're listening to episode 354 of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. I'm Debbie Quain. If you're passionate about planning weddings, you're in the right place. Thank you for joining me in broadcasting today's episode on Thursday, July 4th, 2013, from the Washington, D.C. metro area. Usually this show is broadcast live on the first and the third Tuesday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. To learn much more about the show, including replays and schedule information, you can go to confettitalkshow.com, okay? Confettitalkshow.com, and we're also on iTunes. So you can go to Confetti, if you search for Confetti Talk Show on iTunes, or go to confettitalkshow.com/iTunes, you'll find the show there. So clearly today's not Tuesday. I've just told you that usually the show is recorded on a Tuesday. But, Tuesday, I had a few technical difficulties. And then the plan was to record the show live on Wednesday, the following day. But actually, even around the time when I was trying to air the show on Tuesday, I wasn't feeling quite myself. And to be honest, without boring you with too many details, I think I'm coming down with the flu. So I've taken some over-the-counter stuff, and my throat feels better, but my body hasn't quite, isn't back to normal. So I'm recording today's show offline to make sure that I can complete the task ahead without, you know, if we were doing it live and then, you know, halfway through, I just felt it was a bit of a shutdown. I didn't want to do that. But today's show is going to be short and sweet, and focuses primarily on a question that I received on the Confetti Insiders Facebook group from Sasha, who wants to know, you know, do you need a blog or a newsletter? And I'll tell you a little bit more about the Confetti Insiders Facebook group further on in the show. But I do want to mention two great resources that I absolutely stand by. If you're listening to today's show, clearly audio works for you. So why not listen to your favorite books as opposed to reading? If you don't have a lot of time in your schedule to sit down and read, then you can, I'm guessing you'll have time to listen to a book, because with audio, you can be on the go, you know, back and forth from work, working around the house, just on the move, and you can listen. And by being a listener of the Confetti Talk Show, Audible is a service that I recommend, which allows you to listen to books, thousands and thousands of books. Audible is an Amazon company. And by being a listener, you can get to try out the service free for 30 days. And during that trial period, you also get to download whatever book you want to free at no cost to you. And it's yours to keep, whether you decide to stick around or leave after the 30 days. And I'll be honest, with Audible, I thought I'll just give the trial I go for a few, you know, for the trial period, get my free book, and then I'm out. That was my plan. I'm still with Audible. Part of it is because sometimes I just forget to cancel, but the other part is they're introducing new book titles all the time, and I get a chance to listen to you know, catch up on books that I just wouldn't have a chance to sit down and read. My all-time favorite book is a book by Michael Port, Book Yourself Solid, which talks about how to get the clients that you want. So as the title suggests, that you're constantly booked, that you constantly have clients coming in, and that's a great Audible book. So I recommend that, Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port. That's what I've just finished listening to. And he also has a follow-up book called Beyond Book Yourself Solid, or something like that. Beyond Book Solid, which isn't as great as the first one, but still has a lot of information. And then what that second book does is it builds on the fact that you should develop a business that can operate and can run without you being present all the time, without you being a major part of that business. So that's something to check out. So go to confettitalkshow.com/audible. confettitalkshow.com/audible. AUDIBLE. The second resource that I want to share with you is one of my all-time favorites and one that I use every day. And it's my virtual telephone system. This is a great way to set yourself apart as a business owner, because this is a great way for you to receive and make phone calls. It's a virtual telephone system, and it will provide you either with a toll-free number or a local number. And when somebody calls that number, as someone inevitably will, whether it's a prospective client, existing clients, vendors, whomever, they'll get a recording, a greeting, a professional greeting, which you can have recorded professionally. Duh, that is redundant. Professional. Yeah, okay. And then that person, you know, you can have different extensions set up. So this means if you have other people on your staff, you can assign telephone extensions to different folks. Even if you don't assign extensions, you can set up a system so that if you're not available, somebody else can take the phone call for you. And what this means is that when someone calls your business during normal business hours, even if you personally are not available, they can get to speak to someone. And you just arrange to have someone answer the phone for you. So let's say you work 9 to 5, but you have someone that, you know, works within your business that maybe works 3 p.m. to 11. If you're busy between 9 to 5, that person's available maybe to take the calls for you. So check out tryfreedomvoice.com. It's a very affordable service. For less than $10 a month, you'll get several hundred minutes that you can use. And as I mentioned, either toll-free or a local number, the extension, telephone extensions, you can set it up so that there's hold music. And you can even use it as an RSVP service if you're in the wedding business. So check out tryfreedomvoice.com. tryfreedomvoice.com. Just like the Audible resource, you can check it out for free for 30 days and see if it works for you. Just kick the tires a bit and let me know your feedback as to, you know, whether it works for you. Yes, there are several other ways that you can take phone calls. I know that, but I'm speaking about the one that I know and I recommend. Okay, so our topic today is based on a question that I received from Sasha, who is on our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group for the show, Confetti Insiders. It is a closed group. If you go to confettitalkshow.com/insiders, confettitalkshow.com/insiders, with the S on the end, you'll see the link, and just request to join the group, and I or someone else will approve you. Hopefully it doesn't take forever. So I've been delinquent in that area, so I've got to do much better. So one of the questions that came up is, you know, is your newsletter the same as your blog? And then the next part of the question was, does the newsletter just deliver your blog to the people that subscribe to it? So great question. And I'm a firm believer of having an email, a newsletter for your prospective clients. One of the best things that you can have in place is a list of folks that have put their hands up and said, I want to hear from you. Whenever you have something to say that's relevant, I want to hear about it. And that's what a list does. The idea is that it's a give to get approach. You provide information that's on topic. And because we're in the wedding business, it would be about, you know, planning weddings. But it also means that when you have something to offer, you have a welcome audience. You have someone who's willing to hear what it is that you have to say. So if you're doing a promotion, or you have a bridal show coming up, or a bridal event, or you have introduced a new package, a new wedding planning package, these are the folks that want to hear about it. And they have given you their permission to contact them. So email is really the best way to get a newsletter out. Now, you may be thinking newsletter, meaning an actual paper document. What I'm referring to, as I said, is email. This would be an electronic way of communicating your news. Using email is inexpensive, but it's very effective. There are lots of other ways that we communicate with folks now. We've got a lot of social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram. I could go on and on and on. But email, I believe, is still up there. I mean, you may have heard comments that email's going away. People are more savvy when it comes to email now, and they may or may not want to hear from you. But you know, most places that you go to where they want you to sign up for something, don't they usually ask you for your email? That's how they initiate communication. So email still has its position. And as I've said, it's an inexpensive tool and very effective. And it's what has that's the basis of what I use to communicate with you. The key is when you're using email, and in this instance to provide a newsletter, you need to use an email management service. You don't want to try to do this from your email account and then just adding names in the to section or in the CC section and sending out emails. That's not the way to do it. An email management service will make life a lot easier for you, even to the point where you can automate a lot of stuff, because you don't want to have to manually, when someone says they want to sign up for your newsletter, that you've got to manually go in and reply. So there are many email management services out there. I use AWeber, and that's spelled A-W-E-B like Bravo, E-R, AWeber. And it's a service that I've used for several years. There are many others. MailChimp is another favorite, because I just like the way it's sort of like a campy, sort of whimsical, but very informative service. Constant Contact is a service I used many years ago, but sort of moved away from them and went over to AWeber. Infusionsoft is a little more detailed, a little more higher end. A lot of these online email internet marketers use Infusionsoft. But as I said, I use AWeber. There is a fee associated, but I find it to be reasonable. For less than $20 a month, you can get started with AWeber. I think you can get started for less than that. The more subscribers you have, the more you pay. So basically what you're doing with an email newsletter is you're getting permission, and you get permission, and usually that's in the form of an email form, a sign-up form, which you want to put somewhere on your website. Studies have shown that the most effective place to put that email sign-up form is to the top right above the fold. And what I mean by above the fold is that when someone lands on your website, that they don't have to scroll down to find the information. If you think of a newspaper, when it's folded in half, all the information above the fold is above the fold. And same thing with the web page. Of course, it's a website you're looking at, so no scrolling necessary. But the key thing is to have some sort of sign-up form. And then the goal is that you provide the subscribers, everyone that signs up is a subscriber, with the info they signed up for. And if you're a wedding planner, primarily what they're signing up for is, well, whatever you promise. And usually it's along the lines of, you know, plant tips for their wedding, or it may be an actual guide. You may actually put all your information in one document and provide that. And that's almost like a teaser. It's like a bribe to get them to sign up. And then periodically you send them information. So you may put a teaser, say, you know, sign up for your free need to know wedding planning guide for I'm in DC, so Washington DC area. And then they sign up for that. But you also say, you know, in addition to getting this free guide, I will keep you posted with updates, which is in essence your newsletter. And you can send out the newsletter periodically. And this is why you need an email management service, so you're not manually having to do that. And then you send relevant, up-to-date information, which is, again, your newsletter. A newsletter does not have to be a fancy newsletter template. And I'll explain to you how I did this when I first got started. It's really information, again, different. It could be one topic per newsletter, or it could be several items in one newsletter. But you just want to be consistent. You know, maybe every other week. Weekly is great, but you know, whatever you agree to do, you want to kind of stick to that. It may even be, you know, maybe you don't set up a delivery time, meaning it may not be weekly. You might just say, I'll send occasional updates. And that's fine. You just don't want to stay too far away. You don't want to stay out of mind, because you may have heard before that we need to be in contact with our clients several times before they're ready to buy. People don't sign up for your services right away all the time. Granted, there will be some people that as soon as they see your information and see what you've got to offer, that they're ready to go. But a lot of times people are browsing and they're not ready. You know this. You do this all the time. You check something out and you remember it and then you come back. But the key with having a newsletter is it forces that person to give you their information, either because they want that guide, remember that freebie thing that you're offering, but also because they want the information that you're going to share. It's going to position you as an expert. But for you, as the wedding planner, the business owner, this is important, because everybody that comes to your website is eventually going to leave your website, right? No one stays there forever. They come, they look, and then they go on to the next thing. By having a newsletter, or i.e. a sign-up form for your newsletter, what you're doing in essence is you're capturing their information before they go away. Because their intention may be to come back, but there's a good chance they won't come back. And in most instances, whether you know it or not, people do not come back. So you have to find a way to keep your name front and center. And a newsletter is the way that you do that. Okay. So I hope I didn't, I sort of went in different directions there, but the bottom line is that's the newsletter that I'm referring to. And just so that you know, your newsletter doesn't have to be long-winded or lots and lots of detail. And I made this mistake when I first got started. We're busy. People are busy. And they don't want to read tons and tons and tons of text. So thankfully, you don't have to write a lot of stuff. So if you've got a lot of information to share, instead of sending a newsletter that has a lot of information in one edition, you break that up into three different sections and you send three different newsletters. So instead of a long-winded article that talks about picking out your bridal gown, for example, you send part one today, you can send part two next week, and then you can send part three the following week. And right there, you have interacted three times with someone who's on your newsletter, as opposed to once with something that's much longer, which somebody may get tired of. Okay, so just keep that in mind. A newsletter doesn't have to be long-winded. But to get into the question that Sasha asked, so she's asking, is a newsletter just a newsletter on its own, or is a newsletter just segments of your blog that you're emailing out? And it can be either or. When I started Weddings for a Living years ago, I would send out a newsletter. It would go out every other week, and it was a new topic. Each newsletter was dedicated to one topic. And what I would do is I was sending out a full article in the email. So when you got the email and you opened it, everything that I had to share was in that email. And it would have, the email had, I've got to see if I can find one and I can post a picture under the episode in the show notes. But it was basically an email newsletter with one, you just scroll down and read through it. And it was usually several paragraphs. A lot of good information, even if I do say so myself. But based on the response, I knew it was good information. And that would be it. You would get the newsletter, and then the next 2 weeks, you'd get another one. But the newsletter itself didn't live anywhere on my website. Really, what it was AWeber, the service that I use, would archive the newsletter, which would mean there was a link in the newsletter where you could click, and you could see all the newsletters I sent out to my subscribers, but it wasn't on my website. This was hosted on AWeber's site, which is still good. It's still a good way to get information. And then what I did was I took some of the, when I started Wedding Business Guide, which is the website that I created, the resource I created to show you how to run your own wedding business from beginning to end, I took some of those archived newsletters and I stuck it on the Wedding Business Guide. So the only way that folks could see some of the older newsletter editions was that you had to be a Wedding Business Guide member. But really, what you can do now, you can do it the way I just said. You know, you can put the whole content in the email. But remember, I said people don't want to see a whole lot of information. So really, what you can do, and back then I didn't really have a blog per se. I guess I had the website. I never viewed my website, weddingsforliving.com. as a blog. Did I tell you what that is? Wedding Business, weddingsforliving.com is the website that has free articles and resources about being a phenomenal wedding planner. So you can check that out, weddingsforaliving.com. But Weddings for a Living was also the name of the newsletter. That's how it all got started. One day when I have time, I'll give you the full background as to how Weddings for a Living evolved and Confetti evolved and Wedding Business Guide. But getting back to our topic today, if you have a blog, which is a great idea, this is what we should be doing. A blog is a great way for you to provide content for folks who don't know anything about you, so they can see what it is that you do. They get to know you, the individual, and get to know the information that you have, the knowledge that you have. So when you have a blog, you're posting different articles. Now, either you may have a consistent schedule, or you may just post whenever you feel like it, or whenever something of significance happens. So, you know, when you have a blog, it's in reverse chronological order, meaning the most recent blog post is at the top. people that come to your website can see all of your blog posts. They can scroll through, they can check the archives, but they can also get the information on your blog by clicking on what's known as the RSS button. It's the RSS feed. And what that means is that every time, without boring you with technicalities here, every time you post a blog post, every time you make a blog, you put a new post on your blog, the RSS feed captures that. And if I can come to your website and just sign up to get a notification when that happens without email. And that's the little button that you see in the corner, usually orange, which has sort of like two or three quarter circles and a dot. That's the RSS feed. But the thing is, a lot of people don't know how to utilize that. So what you can do instead is to set up an email form, like an opt-in form, like I just mentioned, and tell folks that they can sign up for your newsletter. And then what you can do is, each time you have a blog post or when you have a certain number of blog posts, then you can send out a newsletter to everybody on your email list that says, basically, these are the three most recent blog posts I have. Come on over. And the way that works is you're sending out a newsletter, but instead of putting the full content in the newsletter, you include an excerpt. So a few sentences, almost like a teaser. And the person who gets your newsletter sees the first few sentences or however many words you want to post. And there's usually a link that says to read more or continue reading. And then they click that link. So Sasha, what's happening is you're creating a blog post. Conceivably, they don't need to be on your newsletter to know whenever a new blog post comes up. They can either check back themselves or use an RSS feed reader, like I just mentioned. But usually what's easier, if they're on your email list, you then will proactively sort of say, hey, come on over to the blog. Here's the new stuff that I've just created. And that, in essence, can be your newsletter. You can either send them a newsletter that links to one article or several. So let's say you create two or three blog posts each week. Maybe every Friday you send out a newsletter, and the newsletter includes three different headings. Maybe you blogged about bridesmaids dresses, and then you did another blog about using Pinterest to plan your wedding, and then you did another blog post about a great wedding planning book that you just read. So you did those three things in the past week. The newsletter that you send out on Friday can headline all of those things. What did I say? The Pinterest thing, bridesmaids dress, and wedding planning book. So you can you'll have three different topics in your newsletter, but you're not posting the full topics. You're just saying, here's a great book that I just read this week, which is all about, picking flowers for your wedding. Click here to read more. And when the reader clicks that link, it takes them to the full blog post on your website. So really, your newsletter can just serve, if you want, as a way for you to notify your readers, your subscribers, whenever there is something new and worthwhile for them to hear about. So that's how you can set up your newsletter. Or you can do what I did initially with Weddings for a Living, which was just create a newsletter which has a complete topic which is unrelated to your blog post. Just you decide this is what I want to talk about. You send out a newsletter. You can put the full article in that email newsletter. It doesn't require them to click anywhere to read it. It's all there in the newsletter. It's totally up to you. But because of the effectiveness of blogs and people going online, I think now my preference would be to just create the blog post as you normally do, and then on whatever the frequent basis is for you, whether it's once a week, every other week, you send out a newsletter that just says to the readers, hey, check out what I've posted on my blog. So does that make sense? You're just putting the leading text and then a link to the blog. AWeber, the service that I told you that I use for my email management, actually has a feature called blog broadcast. And what it does is it allows you to put in information so that AWeber knows whenever there is something new on your website, meaning a new blog post. It captures that information and actually formats it in a newsletter. Then you just need to go in, log into your AWeber account, look at it, maybe change a bit of formatting, and then send that email out to your list, your subscriber list. Isn't that easy? So there are different ways that you can do it. I'm sure MailChimp may have something similar, Or you may just use the newsletter the way that your email provider has it set up, so that the whole newsletter, is just hosted on their server. It's totally up to you how you want to do it. But the key is just to provide content and to continue to do it and to be consistent. And just remember, bite-sized pieces of information is so much better than one long piece, one long article. Just think about it. You know, if you get I receive emails all the time. And I'll tell you now, the emails that are 3 and 4 and 5 paragraphs long usually don't get a fast response from me, because that requires me now to sit down and read through all of that. And just the sight of just looking at all those blocks of text is a bit of a turnoff. So it's no different with your newsletter. Just don't think that you have to put tons and tons of information. If you go out there and meet with a vendor, and your vendor talks about, let's say you meet with a photographer and she explains about this new photo album style that she has, that she's just acquired, that's available, you might take a few pictures or maybe shoot a quick video and just have a few sentences explaining, or maybe her explaining it. And that's a blog post. That could be your next newsletter article. Not very long, but just very effective. People are busy. And especially if someone's planning a wedding, they're probably all over the place anyway. So Sasha, in my usual long-winded way, I don't know if that helps, but you can do both. You can do both. But I think it's probably easier if you're blogging anyway, is just to send a reminder, which is your newsletter, on a regular basis that says, these are the most recent blog posts. And, you can make that newsletter. It should be about you. What's good is usually to have an intro where you can say, hi, Debbie here. Gosh, the weather's really hot this week. I hope hope your wedding plans are going well in all of this heat. This week I visited this spot and really had a great time. But, on to today's, the information I wanted to share with you. And then you put in your little bits and pieces, the blog post that you want to refer them to. So you make it about you. And, your newsletter doesn't even have to be words. Your newsletter could be a weekly video shoot, where you're sitting down explaining what I've just said. You just do this on camera, and then, under the video, you provide the links to the blog post. That's really interesting. So there are different ways that you can do this to stand out. And then, Sasha, when you have something that's not part of the newsletter, you can still broadcast that out to your list. So if there's a special, like you sell invitations, and maybe as an invitation dealer, you have a promotion that you want to pass on that's timely, then you send a broadcast outside of your newsletter to your email list. And that's, you see how effective that is? It's not a newsletter, but because they sign up to receive information, it's more than just your newsletter. Whenever you have something worthwhile, you share with them. But you just have to be careful to make sure that you're not selling all the time. You want it to be a good balance of information versus when you have something to market. And I'm not suggesting you shouldn't be selling. You should, but just make sure it's not more sales than information. There's got to be a good balance. Otherwise, people will leave your list. And that's actually a very good, that's a good memory jogger for me. Using an email management service means that your subscribers should always have the option to opt out. They should decide, I don't want to receive the information anymore. Maybe the wedding's already taken place. They don't need to hear from you anymore, or for whatever reason. So there needs to be a link somewhere that says, they can unsubscribe. And you cannot do that if you're sending out the emails manually from your email account. So you definitely want to check out an email management service. Okay, so I hope that helps you. Oh, come on, Debbie. I hope that answers your question, Sasha. There are, two ways to do it, but let me know which one works for you. Okay, just wanted to go over a few need-to-know bits and pieces of information. I just wanted to say kudos to Donna Snyder, who actually got around to getting her blog done. And that may not seem like huge news to you, but a lot of times we just need to get stuff done and we hesitate and we find reasons, or we sort of push it on the back burner. But I spoke with Donna and she got it done, and kudos. Donna's based in Baltimore, Maryland, and specializing in wedding folks who are getting married quickly, who have a short turnaround time to plan their wedding, and she created a blog. So, Donna, I don't know if this information that we talked about today is helpful to you, but each time you post a new post on your blog, somebody should be getting a newsletter of some sort. There should be a list for someone to get that notification that there's something new on your site. Okay. And just speaking of Donna, who seems like my star pupil, you just have to do it. You just have to go out there and do what needs to get done. On the Wedding Business Guide, which is the resource that I mentioned earlier, which helps you with getting your business off the ground, the last live class we did, the last live webinar, I talked about how you, as a day of wedding coordinator, can become the preferred wedding planner at certain area venues. And I got good feedback from that, but I also got great feedback from Donna, who said she just went out there, met with a local venue that sort of fit the parameters that I suggested for becoming a preferred planner. And she now is the preferred planner there, and she's working with that location to set up a bridal happy hour or a luncheon or something along those lines. So it's just, you just have to get out there and do it. A lot of times we find reasons not to, or waiting for everything to be perfect. And I've said it before, just take imperfect action. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish if you just get out there and do that. Also, another point, I saw some feedback on the Facebook group about folks who might be, who are stressing out because they're seeing what others have done and they haven't done as much. Don't ever stress about what you haven't done. We've got to learn to give ourselves small pats on the back. And I do this all the time. Not the small pats on the back. That is, I stress too much about what I haven't done. So I'm not always practicing what I preach. But the key is to really just to take baby steps. And I think sometimes we just don't give ourselves enough credit. But this is the thing with social media, and I'm not fighting it. I understand how important social media is. The thing with social media is every time, a lot of times when somebody accomplishes something, the need is there. They feel the need to announce it. And I'm of the belief that not everything that happens needs to be announced when it happens. You may have heard me say this before in another episode, that news isn't news until it's announced. So because someone has said, I'm doing this, and it seems like they're doing a lot, you don't know what their schedule is. You don't know what parameters they're working within. So you cannot compare yourself to someone else and then give yourself a hard time for that. Not at all. So we all work at our own pace. If you're doing little bits on a frequent basis, that's, in my opinion, that's way better than sitting down and doing nothing and then just doing a huge launch and then sitting back and waiting. Those little bits of information, those smaller tasks will all sort of snowball into something much larger. So don't stress too much about what you haven't done. Look at what other folks are doing. See what you can learn from that. See if they've experienced a problem that you have, because more than likely they have, and how they accomplished or overcame that problem, and see if you can sort of apply that to what you do. And that's all you need. That's all you need to worry about. You know, do you. Don't worry so much about what others are doing. I promise you, you just give yourself, you know, an aneurysm. Just do what you have to do and worry less about the others, okay? Adrian Nelson has been in contact with me several times, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't respond as often. But Adrian Nelson has a website called understandingmybusinessfinances.ca. So I guess Adrian is in Canada. God, I'm perceptive. Understandingmybusinessfinances.ca. And Adrian is offering a complimentary, i.e. free. Did I need to say that? Because I said complimentary, I had to say free. A report, is it, or guide entitled 5 Strategies to Enhanced and Lasting Business Success. Adrian focuses on wedding planners, I believe B&B owners, and there's another target group of folks that she works with. So go over to understandingmybusinessfinances.ca, and I would definitely urge Wedding Business Guide members to check that out, because when you're running a business, as wedding planners, I see a lot of communication and back and forth stuff about, you know, welcome kits, and this is the t-shirts that we're wearing and things like that. I'm not knocking that at all. All those are part of branding who we are, but you've got to take care of your finances, because at the end of the day, if you're not making money, this is a hobby. So you have to take, if you put up your hand and decide you're running a business, you're going to have to do some things that are not a lot of fun. I know this 100%, and I deal with it all the time. The things that I drag my feet about, and it's usually has to do with the non-weddingy stuff. But, you know, if you're in a business to make money, isn't that the whole goal? Then you got to take care of the finances. And Adrian presents it looks has things set up that's in a very easy to understand way. So my goal is to reach out to Adrienne to talk a little bit more, to see how her services can help you as a wedding planning business owner. I'll put the link in the show notes, but just to remind you again, it's understandingmybusinessfinances.ca. Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for listening to the show. If you'd like to post comments or questions about anything you heard today, go to confettitalkshow.com/354. As I mentioned, Confetti is also on iTunes, and you can go to confettitalkshow.com/iTunes. And of course, if you're looking for free resources for wedding planners, you can go to weddingsforaliving.com. Weddingsforaliving.com. And one more domain name just to send you crazy, weddingbusinessguide.com. And that's the resource that I created, which will help you get your part-time wedding business off the ground. So if you're doing something full-time, like working full-time, and want to get into the wedding planning business things for real, then go to weddingbusinessguide.com. Okay? I'm Debbie Quain. Please join me for our next live broadcast on Tuesday, July 16th. Wishing you love and success.
When I grow up, I want to be listening to Confetti, the talk show for wedding planners, on confettitalkshow.com.